Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Here's Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel.
In the day we sweat out on the streets, a runaway American dream. At night we ride to mansions of glory in suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injected, stepping out over the line. Maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. How to get out while we're young.
That is an astounding version of that song. That was last night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 25th anniversary concert, Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen. Wow, our special guest on the phone, former governor, former world wrestling superstar, former Navy SEAL, former MSNBC talk show host. I wonder which one of those jobs had the most yelling in it. It might be talk show host. Jesse's also appeared in dozens of movies and television shows and has a new series, which I think is going to be monstrous. Jesse Ventura is hosting Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. It premieres Wednesday night at 10 o'clock for all you conspiracy theorists. And it's on True TV. Governor Jesse Ventura, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello.
Hi, Bob. How are you this morning?
We are good. It's good to talk to you again, sir.
Great. Great to be here. Great to say hi to everyone in Seattle. I used to wrestle there years and years ago, back in the late 70s.
You and Lumberjack Luke and all the Pacific Northwest Wrestling Federation.
Well, back then it was Jimmy Snuka, Playboy Buddy Rose, myself, Dutch Savage, and all those cast of characters.
Dutch Savage, yes, sir. I remember that.
You remember that, Steve?
Oh, I
saw this stuff live.
Big
huh?
wrestling fan.
All right. All right, Jesse, let's get right to conspiracy theories because this is the show. First off, it's been, it's about time there's a show like this. I mean, we have a show called Mythbusters, but conspiracy theories is going to be quite different from that, I suspect. I was, this last weekend at Thanksgiving, my wife and I did something crazy. We went to Las Vegas, and we're walking on the strip at midnight, and there was some guy there with a megaphone. You probably have seen the type, and he has a sign that says globalization is a big threat to all of us. And he was standing on a wall basically warning all of us that the government caused 9/11, that you know, our sovereignty is at risk because banks and monetary interests are running everything. And everybody walked by him like he was a nut. And I started talking to him.
Oh.
And, I know. And I thought, you know, there's an old expression, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. And I'm curious. I want to ask you about the biggest conspiracy theory of all to start with, 9/11. Any truth to it?
Well, I think there's definitely a great deal of truth to it, because if you break it down and turn it simplistic, we have a system of law in our country, correct?
Yes.
And you have to follow that system. Why has Bin Laden never been indicted for 9/11?
You mean never been formally charged, even though we don't have him?
Well, that's what you have to do. Why hasn't the government come forward convened the grand jury, presented their evidence.
Well, I would assume that's because, yeah, but I would assume that's because the enemies of the state aren't tried in our courts. We're going through that whole thing with the Guantanamo people. Have you? What does the government say to that question?
But how do they not be tried in our courts? It took place in Manhattan. Isn't that New York City?
Well, and it sounds like the guys they have...
Well, you can't count on those guys either because they waterboarded them 180 times. I got news for you. I've been waterboarded. If they waterboarded you 10 times, you'd confess to it.
Oh, one
I'd
time.
Say, yeah,
one
you,
time
you'd say Jesse Ventura did it if they waterboarded you. All right, so you're saying there's odd procedures. That's suspicious. All right, but that's not a lot because we screw things up all the time. What else makes you suspicious?
Well, there's plenty. I mean, I for the life of me cannot figure out how buildings fall at the rate of gravity.
You think it was sneaky that they came down the way they did and that something...
Well, they fell at the... I used to jump out of airplanes in free fall. These buildings fell as fast as I free fall. That's counter to basic physics. When a moving object hits one that's not moving, it's going to slow down, isn't it?
Okay. So you say the government's acted fishy, you say it looks funny. How come there isn't... Yes?
If you took a billiard ball and dropped it in free fall from the height of the World Trade Center and you simply stopped it and started at every floor, it would take a minute and a half for it to hit the ground. These buildings were down in less than 10 seconds.
Well, no, I don't know about that because I remember the morning that the first plane hit. We sat there and watched that building burn for quite some time.
Yeah, but when it started to come down, it came down fast.
When it fell in 10 seconds, and then you got building number 7 that was never even struck by a plane. It fell at 5:20 that afternoon. It was 49 stories, and that one went down in 7 seconds, and it was never hit.
All right, let me play the conspiracy theory skeptic for you, okay, because... This was one of the most watched events in the history of the world by the most people, the most smart people have analyzed it. Granted, you're a former governor and you're a reasonably smart guy, but you are on cable television.
I also used to blow things up for a living, didn't I?
You did. All right, I'll give you that some expertise.
I was trained by the best demolition men the United States have.
But why? Why would anybody do this on purpose in this country? Yes.
Well, look at the results. Always follow who's made money. Everybody makes money off of wars. We're in 2 wars now. We've had the Patriot Act shoved down our throat. Habeas corpus has been suspended in this country. Did you know that right now they can hold you, without charging you? They can deny a lawyer to you. All they have to do is say you're involved in terrorism.
Mm. Well, but who's...
And they've suspended habeas corpus. Excuse me.
I actually agree with this stuff. I think it's horrible.
Nation.
Yeah.
But
so take a look at the results.
Spike, you got to do your butt faster, or you're not going to get in there.
We're also a country that lives in complete paranoia today.
Governor, I respect your point of view, and I respect the analysis you've done on the situation, but I just cannot take the leap that someone would sacrifice American lives to make money off of it. I'm naive.
Wait, let's back up a little then. I was teaching at Harvard in 2004 when McNamara came through, and McNamara now admitted the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Well, that was the catalyst that got us into the Vietnam War, where 58,000 of us were killed, and an untold million Vietnamese were killed, all based upon something that never happened now. Okay, let's look at Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman, who died tragically from friendly fire. What did the government do? They tried to politicize it.
Yeah.
He was already a hero, but they tried to boost him up and make him a bigger hero to justify their wars. If they would lie to Pat Tillman's family, you think they won't lie to you?
Well, that was a past administration, and I agree with you. I couldn't believe the way that worked out. But I don't think our current administrators are going around doing that. Do you, Jesse?
Well, who knows?
Well, they've only been in a year, haven't they?
Yeah, and there's not that much difference between the current guys and the old guys.
Weren't we told the new administration was going to stop the wars? Instead, we're not stopping them. We're escalating.
We're going to have an announcement that we're escalating. Okay, Jesse, you know, you should write a book called Going Rogue. Oh, wait a minute. It's already taken. You have these are not the ideas you've had your whole career, obviously. What has happened? What has happened to your point of view on the world that has taken you from being a governor of one of our states, where you have to build a coalition of left and right and get people to vote for you, to now hosting a conspiracy theory show and actually believing this stuff?
Well, I don't believe everything, but I'll put it to you this way. You can watch this show, The Seven Conspiracies, and you can decide, you know what, I don't believe any of them. But I'll tell you what, if you pay attention to the show and watch it, it will frighten you. This is a very scary show. I don't scare easy, and I got frightened doing the show.
Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, Wednesday, December 2nd at 10. Last thing, this Brett Favre conspiracy, what do you think about that? This whole thing is a sham. He's a robot. He's not even a real human being, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, the way he's playing, you tend to think so, because, I'm a believer now that you can play a quarterback at age 40, because when you got 24 touchdowns and only 3 picks, that's pretty darn good for a 40-year-old man.
All right. Jesse, good luck with the show. I'm sure it'll do well.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, so it's very telling at the end there. He doesn't believe this crap.
He's a good salesman, then. I'm glad I didn't come across him when,
well,
I needed a car.
He's hosting the show.
I know.
It's like when they had, what's his name? Tom Brokaw do the UFO show. Or whoever the guy, they made one news anchor do a UFO show,
Peter
just
Jennings.
Before he died.
Peter Jennings, yeah.
And we had Peter
career.
Jennings on, and we're like, Peter Jennings,
really?
You really believe
in
UFOs? He was like, it's a special.
Special
they made me
paycheck.
Do it.
Doesn't this border on treason?
What border on treason? Questioning your country? I believe it's patriotism.
To call the government murderers, to call the administration murderers for profits. I mean, it's nothing short of treason in my mind. I cannot believe you make that leap.
Well, again, he was hosting these theories. He said he didn't believe in them. That was the one question I wanted to ask him. And you notice how I asked it. How'd you go from being like a governor to... Even in all this wacky nonsense. And he went, well, I don't necessarily believe. But if you tune in Wednesday night, you'll be scared.
Okay.
Well, I could go to a Freddy Krueger movie and be scared.
Right. Live from the Silver Trailer in the Desert, it's the Jesse Ventura
Show. So you want to hear about the nut job in Vegas?
Did we just talk to him?
No. This.
Yeah.
So we go to Vegas for Thanksgiving, which is a nutty thing to do for a family. Me and Lisa, Keith and Leanne, and Andrew... The whole family.
How was, before you start, that busiest travel day of the year? Because you went
nothing.
Right to the...
There was absolutely nothing. There was not
really?
A soul in the airport. We were at the gate in 10 minutes.
Wow. That's amazing.
But it was morning on Wednesday. I know everybody said, you better get there 2 hours early.
Well, every TV show in town said it's the busiest travel day of the year. It
there
is.
Would have been some times of the day.
Okay.
I suppose. We get to Las Vegas. And, you know, my connection in Las Vegas is Lisa. She has a relative who was a food and beverage manager for a chain of casinos, big casinos.
Wow.
And so when we go to Vegas, we get this thing, you know, this diamond platinum card, and we get a suite, and we get treated good. It has nothing to do with me and the radio. And most of the time we go, we don't gamble. I'm not much of a guy. I mean, I sit down at the slot machine and listen to the, you know, if it's a fun game, it's more like watching a show where occasionally fun things happen to you and they boost your endorphins.
Yeah.
So this was Andrew's first ever experience with gambling, which I'll get to later. But it's also the first time for both my kids to walk the streets of Vegas at night. And you know, I grew up... New York City, Times Square was the thing you walk at night with all the big flashing lights. It was amazing. When I was a kid, I think I was like 12, and I hitchhiked to New York with my buddy, and we walked around Times Square. So we're walking, and it is populated with nut jobs, some in costume, out there panhandling mostly, but just being colorful. Like, New York has that guy, the cowboy, the naked cowboy.
Right.
Vegas has, like, that times 100. First thing we saw was a guy in a Captain America costume.
Nice.
and he's just dressed up like Captain America on the sidewalk.
Wasn't handed out flyers for a new theme restaurant?
No, it wasn't anything like that. In fact, he didn't appear to be doing anything to make money. And so Keith has his camera because he's always making a film. So I walked up to him and started interviewing him. Uh-huh. And he seemed very uncomfortable. And I said, "Hi, Captain America, Bob Rivers, CBS Radio. Nice to meet you, sir." And I, you know, did the old to infinity and beyond. And I shook his hand and everything. And it was like no one. He likes being a nut, but people don't come up to talk to him. And I said, "Is there a problem, sir?" And he said, "Well, you're running the camera, and nobody's giving me a tip." I should have known. It says America on your shirt.
That's the way
you want to get paid.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we gave him $5. Said, "Can we film you now?" And he said, "Radio, sir." And he was Captain America. The next thing we saw was some guy dressed up like Rod Stewart. It's pathetic. It was like female repellent. This guy, because he was dressed up like Rod Stewart looks today.
Yeah.
Then there was a guy, I swear, Pedro, you'd love this. There was a guy sitting next to a huge sign. And the sign said, "I'm the best comedian in Las Vegas. $1, short set. $3, long set."
You went for the long set, I would assume.
Well, he wouldn't let us film him for a dollar. Because he said,
TV rights, $5.
TV rights.
Yeah.
Well, it was really funny. So I said, "Oh, cool. My son's an aspiring comedian, too. Here's a dollar. Let's do a short set. If it goes good, maybe we'll give you more." And I said, "Do you mind if we film this?" And he said, "No, you cannot film. I wouldn't want it to get on the internet." And I'm thinking, what a dummy. I wouldn't want to get on that internet where I might get famous, so I wouldn't have to sit on a sidewalk. You know what I'm saying?
There's a guy who cries at football games, got 2 million
hits. Dave Cook
is
on the internet.
Yeah, dude.
Terry Fader made his whole career on the internet.
Oh, Lord.
And this kid was like, you know, he's fighting the internet on the sidewalk. So his joke was awful, by the way.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to be seen by the truth of the light of day.
But Andrew asked him where he could go to an open mic and get on stage in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm trying to remember the name of it, there was an open mic tonight at a gay bar.
Did he try it? Did Andrew try it?
Well, there was much discussion in the family about this because Lisa and Leanne didn't want to go to the gay bar.
Uh-huh.
And Andrew was just going to go, and I didn't want him to go alone. And Lisa said, "Well, you go with him." And I said, "Well, people will think I'm going out with some twink. It's going to be awful."
And he keeps calling you daddy.
So what we did was Keith, the three boys went, me, uh-huh, Keith, and Andrew.
To a gay bar.
To a gay bar together.
This.
So that Andrew could do stand-up on stage.
Did he ever even make it to the stage? I mean, he's such a biscuit.
He is. And most people think he's gay anyway.
I'm telling
because
you.
Because he's kind of he's a quiet and sensitive type.
Well, he's attractive, clean-cut, good-looking.
Does not appear to be gay yet so far as we know. But that's not even the real story. As we're walking the sidewalk, you start to hear a guy, and it's as if he's Art Bell broadcasting to the sidewalk. He's got a sound system, speakers, and conspiracy signs, which is what Jesse Ventura made me think of. He's got these signs saying, "The end is near. Our government is selling us out. Globalism will destroy us. 9/11 was a sham," which is why when Jesse Ventura was booked, I'm like, this guy's a governor. Jesse Ventura has burned just about every bridge that he's had the pleasure of driving across. I mean, he sued the WWF.
Got booted out of MSNBC in pretty much record time.
Yeah, and then when he was governor, he didn't even run for a second term, kind of like Sarah Palin. But this guy, I'm reading this book about globalism and how it's hurting us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking American jobs, sending them overseas, making us in debt to places like China for more money than we can ever possibly repay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started listening to this guy. I'm going, it's making sense. And that's what these conspiracy theories, the show is Wednesday night, by the way. They will make sense because, as I say, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. a certain... Here's how I feel about conspiracy theories. Tell me how you feel about this. I think that most of them are bunk. But there's got to be some that are dead on.
Like Kennedy, you think that?
I don't know which. That's the problem. Is you can't know which one is bunk and which one is real because the tales they tell are so great,
and the creative storytelling has to be so great. I mean, the people that really go to lengths to tell the story.
What do you mean?
All these conspiracy theories, maybe there's a little seed of truth somewhere. I mean, it's not total fiction.
Yeah, you have to have a seed of truth. Like, sure, those buildings looked really fast going down. That's a seed of truth. How come they didn't charge, Osama? That's...
The hell's the point of that, though?
I don't know if we have... It happened on U.S. soil. Maybe he should be charged, but that doesn't prove anything.
A lot of people think there's, and that's what he was saying, somebody's making money off this, that there's just a handful of people that make these world decisions.
Yeah, somebody is Jesse Ventura. Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. December 2nd, that starts December 2nd at 10 p.m. Okay. So I went over and interviewed him, of course. Uh-huh. Hi, Bob Rivers from CBS Radio.
He was about time, the media man.
He's like, whoa. And Keith and I, we're going to make a little movie of Captain America, this guy, the comic guy who didn't want to be filmed, but we got him anyway.
Okay.
And it was crazy, Las Vegas, just crazy. We got to the gay bar, by the way, and it was the wrong night.
Oh.
And so we looked at each other and
we can get you stage time. Can you dance at all?
We decided to go to Hooters instead.
the anti-gay bar.
But the other real story about Las Vegas, which I will tell later, is the Terry Fader story.
Well, you were going to meet him and like have dinner with him or something?
Do you remember we were invited to dinner with Terry Fader? We had the most amazing time with Terry Fader. And Rick Kearns, his writer. And we were given such VIP treatment I have never had. Really, I don't think I've ever had that VIP treatment in my life.
If you tell me that Andrew sat on his lap and played the dummy in one of his sets, I would be so jealous.
It was better than that. It was better than that. So the Terry Fader story is coming up. Those of you who know about Terry know that he has become the greatest ventriloquist of all time.
At least the best paid.
His deal at the Mirage, you've heard it, you talked about it, right?
Yeah, it's several million dollars, $100 million, I think.
It was $100 million for 5 years with an option for 10. So it's a $200 million deal to be a ventriloquist.
He doesn't pay any of the dummies.
Get nothing.
It's like a Chuck Berry concert. Nobody else on stage.
Nobody in the band gets paid.
He pays one guy to help him write the stuff, right, Rick?
He has a staff and some family around him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good stuff in that story, but I'll tell you that later. Also, coming up today, a chihuahua just made $1 million. It didn't sell tacos. How would a chihuahua get $1 million payday? I have the answer.
The Bob Rivers Show, 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Be Les Schwab ready for whatever lies ahead with hassle-free, easy-on, easy-off, quick-fit tire chains. Don't use them? Bring them back in the spring for a refund. Les Schwab.
I'm right here in downtown Sumner, a tiny overhead Sunset Chevrolet with Ray Sparling. And Ray, I just drove in, could hardly find a place to park. What's with all these new trucks?
You know, Rich, I had an inkling that Chevy was going to bring back the red tag sale and 0%, and so I stocked up. And lo and behold, it's here. If you've been out driving around, you're looking for a new Chevy truck, they're all right here in tiny overhead downtown Sumner. We've got the truck or the car you're looking for. You want a new brand new Chevrolet at 0% for 72? We've got them in stock, tiny overhead Sumner. We're just 2 miles past Puyallup, and we've got your truck in stock. And don't forget, for this red tag sale, you can trade in anything that doesn't eat. Get in here.
Financing subject to approved credit. See dealer for details.
Sunset Chevrolet.
An American Revolution at 910 Traffic Avenue, downtown Sumner.
Tonight at 10 on A&E.
The smell is the first thing.
They live in the filthiest conditions.
I can't believe anybody could live this way.
Hoarders in need of help.
This is just the disease. You can't throw anything out.
See why critics are calling Hoarders on A&E compelling, mesmerizing, and fascinating.
It's like I'm just being swallowed alive by garbage.
When the kids were taken, I was in shock.
The new season of Hoarders premieres tonight at 10, right after the season premiere of Intervention, only on A&E.
GEICO's been around over 70 years, helping people save hundreds. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realising just how many ways GEICO can save people money. Good driver discounts, defensive driver discounts, multi-car discounts, discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in a passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humour. I think that joke's over 70 years old too.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is this the time of year when you dig out all those family favorite recipes, pull out the KitchenAid and begin baking? Hi, this is Leanne with Fred Meyer. Now think about your spice rack. Can you remember the last time you bought vanilla, allspice, cinnamon, or pumpkin? If you can't, it may be time to replace them. I use this time of year to go through all my spices. Spices can lose their freshness over time, so start by checking the expiration date. Then follow your nose. Crumble a small amount between your fingers, and if the scent is weak, it might be time to replace it. Remember, fresh spices can make the difference between a good dish and a truly great one. When you're cooking for the people you love, make sure you use the freshest and best ingredients. They'll taste the difference.
Thanks, Leanne. And right now at Fred Meyer, all Kroger spices are 50% off. What's on your list?
Want more for your gift dollars? Save $10 instantly when you buy $100 worth of 8 participating gift cards in a single transaction and use your rewards card. Great stores and great restaurants. See store for details. And save more at Fred Meyer. Offer ends December 13th.
Welcome aboard your Delta flight. I have a couple of announcements. As of October, the Northwest World Perks and the Delta Sky Miles programs have merged. That's right, folks. All your World Perks miles are now Delta miles. So if you... Yes, sir, in 12B?
So what's the best way to earn more Delta miles?
With the Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card. You can earn miles on your purchases and add them to the miles you already earned by flying. Just go to applydeltacard.com. If you'd like to... Yes, 31D?
Don't other credit cards earn Delta miles?
Nope, this is the only one.
What about the Flex Perks card I got in the mail? You mean it doesn't add to my Delta miles?
No, so don't start over. Switch to the Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card, the only credit card that adds to the miles you've already earned. Yes?
Can I get an application? And tomato juice with lots of ice.
Visit ApplyDeltaCard.com for the Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express. Earn up to 25,000 bonus miles. Apply today. Terms, conditions, restrictions apply. Visit ApplyDeltaCard.com for details.
One day and one day only, Saturday, December 5th, McClendon Hardware's one-day sale. One day, all day, while supplies last. You'll see all of McClendon's fabulous one-day specials in our newspaper ad. But just to give you an idea, 6 to 8 foot sheer Doug fir Christmas trees, just $14.88. And unlike the competition, McClendon trees are cut for maximum freshness just days before they're shipped to our stores every week. Or a Makita 18-volt cordless drill driver kit comes complete with two batteries and charger, half-inch keyless drill chuck, plastic carrying case, one day only, $79.99. That's a whopping savings of $70. Or how about a Vacmaster 5-gallon wet-dry vacuum? Picks up liquids and messes easily, one day only, $24.99, a $15 savings. And just in time for the holidays, florist quality poinsettias, huge 6-inch size in a foil-wrapped pot, only $5.97. Be there for McClendon Hardware's one-day sale, Saturday, December 5th at all six McClendon Hardware locations.
In the cage, there's nowhere to run. K-Sport MMA is back at the Emerald Queen Casino. Saturday, December 5th, 7 p.m. Fast Eddie Ellis against Mighty Mike Tate. Two women, Julie Pena and Stephanie Lazarek, would both slap you silly. The toughest sport in the world is K-Sport MMA. Because when you step into that cage, you either walk out or are carried out. No patty kicking here. No sissies allowed. 10 great bouts prove you better be able to take a punch. 10 MMA fights total. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, EmeraldQueen.com, and the Emerald Queen box office. Cage Sport MMA, Saturday, December 5th, 7 p.m. Only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Check out Monday Night Football at the Emerald Queen Casino I-5. Play games, win cash, drink specials, and all the fun you can handle. Monday nights only at the Emerald Queen Casino I-5.
Write this phone number down, folks. 360-629-5152. That's Twin City Collision. 360-629-5152. The holidays are here. Everybody's driving more than they usually do. You may find yourself in a little fender bender. Probably not your fault. The guy behind you is looking for an address, trying to find a store, rear end your car. At Twin City Collision, you will get the best treatment you'll get anywhere else. Trust me, I've been there. First-hand knowledge of this. In Washington State, you have the right to decide who does the repairs on your car, regardless of who your insurance company tells you or tries to send you to. It's your right. I found this out firsthand. Twin City took great care of my family this past summer. 360-629-5152. They've got ASE Master Certified Mechanics to make sure the job is done right. And if you're an RV owner, they're the RV owner's best friend. Right now there's a winterization special for RVs, just $59. Look for it on their website, twincitycollision.net. They're up in Stanwood, or just give them a call. Talk to them. 360-629-5152, Twin City Collision.
KZOK Traffic.
Brought to you by Papa Murphy's Pizza, where you can get a five meat stuff pizza for only $10.99. And we've got a couple of big problems. Steel Street in Lakewood in both directions between 112th and 116th still closed due to ongoing police investigation work. The standoff in the Leschi area, that has Leschi Elementary School closed, and also slowdowns through that neighborhood as many streets are blocked off. And we've got a slowdown in Kirkland, 405 southbound before 124th due to an earlier incident. And in Bellevue, 405 north and southbound slow through the Renton S-curves, brought to you by Washington's Lottery, and they want you to play Holiday Scratch this season. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD, Channel 1, Seattle. This is the Bob Rivers Show. Now streaming live at KZOK.com.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
$1 million Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
In the cutest dog competition, that's how the Chihuahua got the money. All American Pet Brands announced the winner of their cutest dog, a Chihuahua named Dr. Papides.
not so cute either.
That sounds rough. He beat out 60,000 other dogs to win the title. Is it a he?
Yes, it is a he.
Man. I'm a little turned on by the picture now. I feel
bad. Are you now?
Yeah. I guess I didn't mind being turned on by a dog, but a male dog, that would really bother me. No, look at the soft lighting on the dog's cute face and all of that. I mean, it's...
I've seen uglier chihuahuas, but there aren't really no...
It's like a playmate shot.
pop for me, baby.
Look at those eyes.
Oh, yeah. Sell it.
Man, all right. There's... Your dog could win, too, Joe? Do they have this every year?
Next year, yeah. Cutestdogcompetition.com.
Right. Our dog calendar, which is really just a pet calendar. It's got more than dogs in it, but mostly dogs. The 2010 Classic Pet Calendar is out. We did not do the whole, centerfold routine with the dogs. In fact, we started there, it was going to be the pet of the month.
Right.
But then we started playing around with it, and my son came up with a great idea. The Classic Pet Calendar, where each month is inspired by a great classic rock album cover, only instead of band members, they are pets. It's very, very good. And your first chance to get it is tomorrow. We're going to be heading out once again, we do this every Christmas season. The whole show goes and hangs out five or six different locations, so we cover our whole coverage area. and we hang out with you. Basically, it's a chance to meet you, say hi, hear any feedback you have. Although these days with Twitter and text and Facebook, you know, we do get pretty instant feedback.
Feedback is, yeah.
But we do like to put a face to the microphone. You know, they always say I like to put a face to the voice.
Sure.
All I look at this is a stupid microphone all day. I never see any, see all the people out there. So when we come out and meet you, we go, wow, that's what people look like.
And you got to put on a smile. Hey!
Yeah.
Wow, those are great.
I admit it was better a few decades
ago.
Now,
the green teeth, is that just for the holiday season or year round? Wow, awesome.
It's good to see some people's kids literally grow up year after year. They bring their kids by. They're a little bigger every year.
So tomorrow's our first calendar signing, 5 to 7 o'clock, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Be the first to get your 2010 signed calendar at the Comcast kiosk in the Northgate Mall. Remember what we were doing last time at the Comcast kiosk in the Northgate Mall? I believe Maura Gallucci dropped by to say hi.
That's right. I was having my kids' Santa pictures taken, and I knew you guys were up there, and thought I'd drop by.
She didn't work for us then. She just came by and was real. And I sort of thought, well, that's really sweet, pretending she likes to be around us.
It was fun.
I wonder how long that might last.
Being able to visit.
And then leave. Come back, point and laugh, and leave again.
Actually, I thought that was very nice. I thought, oh, well, wouldn't it be great if we could actually get along with
more? Well,
my kids
don't always look that cute, so I thought I'd show them off.
Are your kids going to be at the mall this time? Is Andy going to bring them by?
We'll see. It's that time again, so maybe we'll try to do it all in one.
Everyone who shows up enters to win some tickets to the sold-out Twisted Christmas Show December 10th with Hal Sparks. And, yeah, we'll all be there. Maura will be there. You can say hi to her. Welcome her back. Pedro will be there. All his papers are in order, just in case.
Yay.
Came back from Canada, right? They let you in?
It was a really horrible trip. I had a really bad trip. But yeah, I'm sick, by the way. Thank you, Canadians, for giving me the cold. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Wow. Did you get rolled at a peeler bar? What was the bad part of the trip?
Oh, trust me. I went, for the first time in my life, I went to a pot cafe shop where people just...
You went to a marijuana cafe?
I never
in the Gaslight District?
It was downtown. I couldn't believe
it. It's the Gaslight District, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I think. Isn't that what it's called, Joe?
Well, Gaslight District is entertainment. There's a bunch of nightclubs and stuff there. It's not.
But I thought they had, it was like Amsterdam. They had the pot shops there.
I have not ever been, you know, to Vancouver since the pot shop. Since 9/11, to talk about 9/11 conspiracy, I don't like going across the border. I really don't.
What are you worried about?
I just don't like scrutiny. I don't like, you know.
And they do a lot of that, trust me.
Yeah,
they
do
a lot of that.
You don't like scrutiny?
I've flown
to a two-syllable word for him, you notice that?
I flew to Victoria on Kenmore Air finally, and that was great, you know, and there was no scrutiny involved. But I have not driven my car to Vancouver in this century, so I really couldn't tell you what's up there.
Well, I was lucky at the beginning. Like, I crossed the border, and I knew that I had to pull over. When you're a foreigner like me, you had to show some papers. So they did pull me over, and they talked to me, and everything went smooth. I was kind of afraid because my friend smokes pot, and I knew the moron was going to go there just to buy some, and I was concerned that he might
hide some. Concerned that he would hide some? Of course you should be concerned.
Of course I was, because for him it's just
a fine. Did you tell him that don't be a moron? Oh, you're my moron friend. Okay.
Yes.
Why do you have friends like that?
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy, and you can't...
criminal activity.
Well, if you eliminated everyone from your life who smoked pot, how could you do this show?
So, sure. Thank you, yeah. But, I mean, this guy is really into...
Sure got quiet around here.
He's into pot a lot. I never thought he was that into pot. And he basically said, you'll be fine. I have nothing in the car. But how do you know he has nothing in the car?
There's no way to know. That's
I was
right.
sweating my ass off.
Yeah, he was practicing.
Did they have dogs?
Yes. Yes, they do. Actually, they had...
Yeah, but, you know, they call them drug-sniffing dogs. But my theory... Mm-hmm. They're money-sniffing dogs. That's what I think they are, because they always seem to be looking for money, like more than $10,000, because that's how you catch drug dealers.
The cash moving across the
border. Cash moving, yeah. So they're always asking about money. But anyway, go ahead.
So that wasn't a big deal, because actually, well, I think he kept his promise good, and he didn't have any pot with him.
All
but
right.
Everything was going smooth until they checked his passport, and his passport said that he's been to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. So they called me back again.
because you were with this terrorist guy.
Yes, yeah. And they put me against the wall.
You're what we call a known associate now.
They did put you against the wall?
Yes, and they basically...
Wait a minute, before that, why was he in all of those countries?
He's an audio engineer, and he went to do some radio there. Yeah, that's what he said. I don't know. But no, he went to do radio there, to those countries.
So when you say they put you against the wall, is that a euphemism for something?
They nope. didn't go all the way, like you would think. I mean, I heard it. Yeah. You know, they go.
Sure.
It was scared me.
They had you face a wall.
Yes.
They had you face a wall. Put
naked?
Your hands up on the wall.
No, naked. No, they just
gave
did
you
some
time out. Big deal.
Yeah. It was pretty scary. And again, it's just because of this guy. But what can you do?
All right. So that was going in.
Yes.
And but what'd you do in Canada?
I went to the embassy, American embassy.
That was your job, was to go to the American embassy in Canada, check in,
yes,
and then be allowed back in our country. Why do they make you do that, leave our country and come back in, just to make sure your papers are in order and to have all kinds of scrutiny?
God knows. I have no idea. And it's the most stressful, stupid thing on earth. They keep you outside a building first for 40 minutes, surrounded by foreigners that barely speak the language. Some of them don't say a word.
You should hear what they say about you.
It's interesting to hear you give them grief for that. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, trust me.
Learn the language.
Yeah.
What did you say?
It's like that. Some of them don't even say a word in English. They don't know how to speak English at all. They have translators with them. So you wait outside the building for 40 minutes. Then you get in, again, against the wall. They touch every part of your body to see if you have anything with you. You got to go through a metal detector. You go upstairs. It's like you're going up in society, like you're getting closer to be an American, so they take you up. Mm-hmm. So they go to the second level. You go through a receptionist. You show your papers. In my case, it's more papers than the health care bill because you got to impress them.
It's bigger than the health care bill.
Oh,
yeah,
believe me.
All the stuff that you carry with
you.
So you
got to go through a line again for 40 minutes. They check your papers. They give you a number. They take you to an office full of foreigners. Again, don't say a
word
of English
there. Wait a minute. When you say full of foreigners.
Yes.
That's why you're there.
Oh,
you're
okay.
A foreigner too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. One of the Americans.
Yes.
He likes to think of himself as the already but not quite yet appointed mayor of Kent.
I almost an American.
Is it a melting pot of foreigners or people from all over the world? Or?
Yeah, but mostly Asians and Arabs. I mean, mm-hmm. that's mostly what I saw there.
Okay.
So you wait there for 40 minutes until your number is called. So you go to a booth, they fingerprint you, they take pictures of you, and they give you another number. You gotta wait another 40 minutes. It's already like 2 or 3 hours, and they take you. This is like being in heaven. They take you to the 20th floor.
You work your way up to the 20th floor,
yes,
of the U.S. Embassy.
You take an elevator.
What are the people like, by the way? Are they friendly?
Yeah, I mean they're nice people. Canadians are cool. I mean they're really nice people.
Oh, but aren't they U.S. people in Canada?
Well, some of them say a boot. That's the only way I distinguish them.
Okay.
So I go to the 20th floor. You wait another half hour there, and then they give you an interview there, the final interview with this guy, the guy that is going to ask you questions about your future and what do you do. I mean, if you're a boss, you got to show your salary.
He's the guy who decides whether you get back into the United States or not.
Yes, and for the record, this is for real. It's a really nice guy. I showed my papers. The first thing he points out and laughs at it for, I'm not kidding, my salary. That was the first thing he pointed out. He saw my salary and he said, you want to stay in this country?
You sure he didn't pull down your pants and laugh at that?
I'm serious. He laughed at my salary. He was a really nice guy. And
why do you want to go back again?
That's what he said. You can make more money in Argentina. I said, no, I'm cool with this job. So he was a really nice guy. And basically, you got to wait for 2 days to get your visa. But I begged this guy that I wanted to be back for Thanksgiving to be with Luciana. And he let me be back in the next day.
That sounds like you had a great trip to Canada.
No, I didn't. Then I went to tons of stories I want to share in the future with you. I went to a gay bar like you, Bob.
You went to a gay bar in Canada?
Yes, and they were not that friendly. They were not that friendly with me. I don't know why. I treat them equally, and I love gay people. I had tons of gay friends. But this guy, the waiter, was really an ass. He treated me so badly. I can't believe it.
What did he do?
Well, I asked him. He put us in the middle of the place, and I said, can I sit by the window? And he just gave me a look and attitude, and I said, oh, don't get mad, dude. I just want to see the window because it's my first time in Canada.
I just want a way out in case I need a quick exit.
Right. Yeah. I'll be this.
Or put me next to the back door. Oh, maybe that's not the thing I should say.
So you know what he said? Everybody knows me as the bitch here. I can do whatever I want. I said, okay. Then I asked for coffee again.
Why are you in a gay bar? Hold on, Pedro, none of this is making sense.
My friend.
Why? Your pot-smoking friend is gay?
No, he's not gay, but he wanted to have a cheap...
Wouldn't it be funny if his pot-smoking friend was every other scary thing you could be?
Wow.
Like he was a pot-smoking gay...
arch conservative.
Arch conservative, ultra liberal.
English teacher.
But it was a great trip. I mean,
I don't know if any of those were. But
I'm back. So
all right, welcome back. It's good to have you. Tomorrow, 5 to 7 o'clock, we'll be at the Northgate Mall.
And I'd like to mention, if we have just a quick second, the police have gone into the Leschi house where they thought the suspect in the shooting yesterday of those four police officers was holed up.
Do they have him?
He was nowhere to be found.
Oh,
they found weapons, and now they believe he is on the loose. Could possibly be holed up in a nearby home. And
being helped by somebody.
Possibly.
Or
you
somebody
know,
at gunpoint.
I think that whoever helps somebody like this should face the same charges as them. I don't know what the law
absolutely.
Is.
There are... there are laws, and I'm not sure if our state has them. I know many others do. Anybody involved in a crime is responsible for the full criminal punishment of the person who actually pulled the trigger.
7:35. Oh, we haven't talked to him in a while. He's on the phone now?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Of course.
His first big job in TV was to be Bill Cosby's son. It was the biggest television show, really, in the country and one of the biggest in history. And Malcolm will always be Theo Huxtable to some people, just like Ron Howard will always be Opie. Both of those young actors took what they learned from being on successful shows and used those lessons to do much more. By the end of The Cosby Show, Malcolm was directing, and as an actor, he's recently been seen with Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson in Fool's Gold. That was you.
That's me.
That's you. And on Sherry... Well, you just don't look like Theo anymore. And let's see, what else? Sherry Shepherd's show, Sherry, which is in its season finale tomorrow night at 10 on Lifetime. Malcolm Jamal Warner, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How about yourself, Bob?
Oh, not bad. Yeah. So, for child actor, you turned out okay, you know, given how it could go.
Oh, yeah. I've been very fortunate in terms of, you know, having had, you know, people like my mother, my real father, and Mr. Cosby, you know, all, you know, helping to, you know, give me... I think the guidance that, you know...
Really, is like having Cosby as your dad, even on TV... With Cosby, you mean like Cosby was your dad on TV, so he was kind of sort of like a dad, or do you mean off TV he did that too?
No, I'm saying my real dad.
I thought you meant Cosby.
Yeah, saying between you know, my real mother, my real father, and Mr. Cosby as well.
Okay.
I've had, you know, really great... strong positive influences around me.
So Bill Cosby is kind of a role model, kind of inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a big source of inspiration for me. He's definitely been a mentor for me, you know, during the show and post Cosby. We still share a very strong relationship now.
Can I ask a question? It's probably none of my business, and if you don't want to answer it, it's okay.
Sure.
All right. When you were on that show, it was the biggest show, really one of the biggest shows in the history of television,
yeah.
Watched by everybody, and you're playing Theo the son, did you make crap money or did they pay you decently?
No, I mean, you know, they didn't just give you good money. You had to, you know, have great agents and lawyers to negotiate.
Oh, okay.
But it was definitely, I always say to people, you know, it's not about the money that you make. It's about... what you do with that money to make money.
So you invested.
Yeah.
Smart.
You know, because far too often people get caught up in the moment. You know, you have a hit show or a hit record out or a hit movie, and you know, a lot of people mistake that as success.
Right, and then they usually just blow it on fun things instead of investing it, and then they have nothing. Did you when you were Theo? How old were you when that started?
13
years old.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, probably, you didn't, like, it was like, who knew how big it was going to be, right?
Yeah, none of us did. I mean, NBC initially only ordered 6 episodes.
6?
Yeah, that was the initial order.
Wow.
And then finally, after the third episode aired, they bumped us up to 9, then 13, and then finally a full season.
And finally, whatever it takes to keep you, Mr. Cosby, and all your fake TV children will pay whatever it takes.
Malcolm, you talk about what you do with your money, and so many people fall into the trap of being ill-advised. There must have been people coming at you from every angle with what to do. Hey, I got this business. Bengal Tigers is homepets.com.
Yeah,
I mean, you could have lost it all.
Which is why I say, you know, it's important to have, you know, to have strong people around you who can, you know, help you maintain perspective.
Yeah, and your dad, as you now you mentioned your own dad, he probably kept track of things with your agent as well, right?
Yeah, it was more so my mom in terms of, you know, the career side of it, because my mom became my manager a couple of years into it.
Right.
So, so as my manager, that was, you know, definitely one of her functions in terms of dealing with the agents, the attorneys.
Sure. So
I
here
mean,
you
even
are.
Even at 13, 14 years old, my mother was the one dragging me to these meetings with my business, you know, accountants and whatnot, because she always wanted me to know what was happening with my money. She never wanted to be credited with, you know, ruining my finances.
Right. Now, and here you are, 13, 14, and the show was on for how long?
8 years.
8 years. So you grew into manhood on this show.
Yeah, or at least pseudo-manhood.
Pseudo-manhood.
You know, 21, how much of a man are you?
Enough to take advantage of being Theo, I would think. Did you meet lots of, I mean, chicks must have just totally gone crazy for you.
Oh, it was, yes, definitely. I mean,
yeah.
that's the territory. But you also have to keep the perspective and understand that anybody on television or with a hit song or a hit movie is going to get that kind of love. It's just part of the territory. So it's something that at some point you have to, you know, understand not to take it too seriously.
Not to believe that it's the real thing.
Yeah. Until you find, you know, a couple of the real things.
Are you married now?
No, I've ducked and dodged that bullet.
Ah, ducking and dodging a lot. So
my thing is, I could never afford the divorce.
Aha. So are you player, or are you just looking for Miss Wright?
No, you know, I've gone through my player days. I have definitely found Miss Wright. So we're just living. We're taking our time.
Oh, okay. So you're holding off on the marriage. You think you'll eventually cave in, like after it's clear that there's no way that it'll ever be a divorce?
It's quite possible. I'm definitely more open to it than I ever have been before.
Why, Dad did teach you to be smart with your money. That's true.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Lately, a lot of actors that were popular when you were child actors, and you're still very busy, are making books. Jodie Sweetin and Mackenzie Phillips, these books about how terrible things are. If you wrote a book about your life, it probably wouldn't sell very well, would it? Because it's like, I worked at a great place, I invested my money well, I learned my craft.
I didn't
craft,
let any woman take
I've
it away
avoided
from me.
No divorces.
Well, it could be a guide, actually, a guide to Hollywood show business stars not losing their money. You could write that book.
That's an idea, how to keep your shirt.
Keep it on.
They did a, you know, E! Entertainment did one of those, you know, E! True Hollywood Stories on the show, on the Cosby Kids. And it was funny because it was kind of boring, because there was no, you know, there was no dirt, there was none of that stuff that makes for interesting gossip television.
What do you think of the Huxtables now? Looking back on it, you know, decades later, what do you think the Huxtables did for America's perception of the African American family? There was much talked about during the show, some, you know, pro and con. Some people said that it was unrealistic that this doctor would have this picture-perfect family, and others said, hey, it made it less unrealistic just by doing it. What say you?
Well, I think what it did for white America and black America alike is that it made everyone have to recognize the legitimacy of the black middle class. You know, the black middle class had always been in existence, but of course, like everything else, it's not legitimate until it reaches television. There were so many, you know, there's a generation of, black people who were the first ones to go to college, you know, and their parents who were, you know, very clear they were going to put their kids, they're going to make sure they didn't go to college, but make sure that the kids went to college, and, you know, there's a generation of doctors and lawyers that have gotten married and, you know, are upwardly mobile black people. It's very much a realistic aspect of black culture.
It must feel great to have been a part of that.
It felt great then, and even now, you know, having been so far removed from the show, I'm still very proud to have been part of that.
And I got to tell you, I dated a girl at the time who was a perfect little, you know, debutante princess, and on her bedroom wall was a Theo poster, and it rocked her dad's world. Until
he's a Huxtable. Well, I guess that'd be okay if he's a Huxtable.
you broke down a lot of walls.
By the way, she ended up taking all Spike's money, too. So it's weird how that all works out.
I'd have only paid closer attention to your message.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, you're on The Sherry Show tonight. You bring lots of sitcom, your royalty, right? You're going to be having a lot of fun on that. That's the season finale. Tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry, Tuesday night, tomorrow night?
Tuesday night, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
10 o'clock. Malcolm Jamal Warner, great talking to you.
Hey, wow, Spike, Joe, thank you, guys.
Did you get out and shop on Black Friday? Want to know how the sales figures did, whether our whole world is going to continue in this crap storm or whether Black Friday bailed us out? We've got the just-released sales figures, and Joe will tell you how the legalized gambling report is doing, too, the stock market, right after this.
The Bob Rivers Show, 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sterling Savings Bank is headquartered in the Northwest, and we're solely committed to helping here at home, because when local businesses and people thrive, so do we. Let's share a better future together. Sterling Savings Bank, now more than ever. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, are you super excited for Super Weekend at Lowe's?
Super excited. We should get there early because they open at 6 a.m. on Friday.
And you know, Lowe's has super savings on all kinds of gifts, Friday through Monday.
So we can shop all weekend.
Perfect. And I've got a super gift idea for Dad. I'm thinking a Skill 18-volt 4-tool combo kit for just $59.
And for my husband, I'm getting a DeWalt 18-volt drill for $99. Super, right?
They even have a super price on a ShopVac 14-gallon wet dry vac for just $29. Can you believe it?
Ooh, I'm going to pick up some super holiday decorations, too.
Right, like 1-quart poinsettias for only 99 cents each.
Really? Just super?
Wow, this is going to be the most super, super weekend ever.
Shop Lowe's this super weekend and receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. While supplies last, offers valid 11/27 through 11/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
They're back, hot and loaded, and ready to party on New Year's Eve. Bring in the new year with 48 Special. December 31st, New Year's Eve at Little Creek Casino Resort. Come party to a rockin' legacy that spans over two decades. 38 Special.
Want you back where you belong.
A rockin' New Year's Eve with a classic American band. 38 Special. December 31st, New Year's Eve at Little Creek Casino Resort. For tickets and hotel reservations, call 1-800-667-7711 or online at little-creek.com. New Year's Eve with 38 Special at Little Creek Casino Resort, just minutes north of Olympia on Highway 101. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Let me guess. This time of year, you're trying to get your holiday shopping done and you're trying to save money.
Good guess.
So what would you say if I told you at QFC you can do both?
I'd say, I'm listening.
Good, because with the gift card mega event at QFC, when you buy $100 in participating gift cards, you'll save 10 bucks instantly.
That's pretty good.
Do you have nieces and nephews?
Yep, four.
So you can buy four $25 gift cards for iTunes or Best Buy and save 10 bucks. How many siblings do you have?
Two sisters.
Two $50 gift cards from Pottery Barn or Spot Finder.
And I save 10 bucks?
You're catching on.
Told you I was listening.
The gift card mega event at your neighborhood QFC. Gifts for everyone on your list. 10 bucks instantly for you at checkout. It's a great way to get a head start on your holiday shopping and a great way to save money. So don't miss the gift card mega event now through December 13th, only at your neighborhood QFC. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Only genuine parts and service at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealer offers expert service, quality parts, and specials like these. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more, just $39.95 or less. And get Motorcraft brakes installed for just $104.95 or less. Or get a Motorcraft tested Tough Plus battery for just $94.95 MSRP, including an 84-month warranty. Need tires? Right now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Visit your participating Northwest Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Up to 5 quarts of oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. Brake pads on most cars and light trucks. Excludes machining rotors or drums. One axle, taxes extra. Battery with exchange. Taxes and installation extra. See participating dealership for details through 12-3109.
Are you beginning to hear this around your house?
Hey, Mom, the Martins already have their tree.
Yeah, I was thinking of lugging our decorations downstairs this weekend.
Oh, I'll help get the lights out.
When it's time to get your tree, come to Fred Meyer. You'll find a great selection of fresh, healthy, Northwest-grown trees. Choose from Noble Fir, Grand Fir, and Douglas Fir. These trees range from 3 feet to 8 feet tall. Prices begin at just $14.99. And come on, isn't this the week to add the holiday spirit, feel, and scent to your home with a fresh Christmas tree?
Can I put the star on top?
Make your holidays simple and affordable with good low prices at Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
Choosing your tree this week? Here are a few tips. Set up your tree stand before you leave the house. Bring along a tarp and gloves, as well as twine or rope to tie the tree securely to your car. Before placing the tree in the stand, make a fresh cut on the base, and be sure to water daily.
Snoqualmie Casino is truly the Northwest premier gaming, dining, and entertainment destination. See why everyone wants to play the slots that pay. The Snoqualmie Casino slots are paying out at record rates. In fact, so far this year, our slots have already paid out more than $800 million. Come see for yourself, just like Barbara P. did. She won $250,000. That's right, Barbara won $250,000. And she's not the only one. Huge payouts, huge rewards. It's exactly why Snoqualmie Casino is the best place in the Northwest to play. And at Snoqualmie, you'll enjoy the best entertainment, the best food, and the best nightclub. Yep, when it comes to entertainment and fine dining, Snoqualmie Casino has it all. So get your share of the next $800 million in payouts on your favorite slots and table games. Snoqualmie Casino, minutes from Bellevue, just off I-90 East, exit 27. Snoqualmie Casino, must be 21 or older. Snoqualmie.com, SNOCasino.com.
A robot is a thing that does. Need a rock crushed? It does that. Need a door punched through a steel wall? It does that too. It may not look like Aphrodite in a miniskirt, but it screams, gushes, and pulses with does. So instead of a smartphone, we made a robot phone. A phone that does. Does have a massive processor. Does have a giant screen. Does run thousands of Android apps with axle-greased ease. Does augmented reality. Does swap semi-functional giggling brat vanity for a bare-knuckle bucket of does. Droid has arrived. Google equipped and exclusively from Verizon. Now you can get the only phone that does for just $199.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Only on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any Verizon wireless store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. In a world of doesn't, Droid does.
Droid.
Requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with email feature. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
KZOK traffic.
If you're looking for a new release, go to Fred Meyer, where you can pick up Terminator Salvation and Night at the Museum 2. Available now at Fred Meyer on Steel Street, both directions in Lakewood. Still closed between 112th and 116th due to ongoing police investigation work. And we've got a big slowdown of 405 north and southbound through Renton, both directions through the Renton S-curves. And the 520 bridge, that's the slow one in both directions. Brought to you by Papa Murphy's, where you can get a large 5 meat stuffed pizza for only $10.99. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.